I'm joined by The Guardian's Luke Harding in Tripoli. Luke, are we in for an upset in the elections?
Well, I think we are. There have been predictions more or less everywhere that the Islamists, the Muslim Brotherhood, would sweep to power in Libya, as they did in neighbouring Tunisia and indeed in Egypt. But really that hasn't happened. What has happened, we think, is that Mahmoud Jibril, who's a moderate and the former interim prime minister who more or less ran the transitional council last year, has won a landslide. I mean, certainly talking to people on the streets of Tripoli, I would say 9 out of 10 people I spoke to said that they'd voted for him. We haven't had confirmed results yet from the election commission here, but leaks suggest that he got about 80% of Tripoli. He did well in many other parts of the country, including in the south, including in Benghazi, where we've seen some Federalist violence. He did less well in Misrata on the coast. But essentially, he appears to have won, although it's somewhat confusing because the system here is that the new National Congress, which will run Libya, has 200 seats. 80 of these go to political parties and 120 go to individual candidates. There's a mixture of constituencies and a party list system, if you like. But the big picture is Jibril has won, and the Muslim Brotherhood have done less well.
Is there an expectation that he'll be allowed to win, as it were? Will the militias tolerate this?
Well, I think they will, because I'm in Tripoli, and what I've been here for a week, and what's been interesting is just seeing how much the country has changed since last year during the revolution. Really, Libya functions. There's infrastructure, there's business, there's commerce, there are traffic jams, and it's been quite hard to communicate. So, I mean, I was driving along the seafront a couple of days ago, and a lot of people were swimming out in the Mediterranean. There were jet skis. I even saw a banana boat. This isn't a kind of grip of apocalypse. I mean, there are definitely problems. There are simmering ethnic problems that we've seen in several cities where there have been clashes in the last few months, especially in the southern town of Kufra and in Zintan, also in Zawiya. So there are problems, there are weapons, there are militias. But what there is, I think, is a kind of desire among Libyans to kind of fix their problems and sort things out. And certainly, huge numbers voted very enthusiastically over the weekend. We saw about 1.7 million people voting, proudly kind of waving their sort of purple fingers. And I mean, I don't even say Libya is a success story, but nor is this Iraq, nor is this Afghanistan. It's got a very different vibe. And at the moment, I am cautiously optimistic.
There were dire warnings before the elections took place. But now that they have, have they surprised you the way they've gone? Has there been a sort of, how much level of violence has there been, for example?
Well, I mean, in most of the country, none. Certainly there has been some disruption in the east, in Benghazi, in Ashdabia, in some of the eastern coastal towns. And the problem there is that the east of Libya, where the revolution began last year, has had a kind of long-standing grudge against Tripoli. It feels it's been marginalized, that it has its fair share of oil revenues. And certainly a group of armed men who oppose these elections did disrupt polling on Saturday and ransacked a few polling stations. But after that, the election commission kind of got its act together, reopened these stations. And in fact, on the streets of Benghazi, there was a huge celebration by kind of pro-election people. So I don't think that the violence was kind of fatal to the whole project. And in the rest of the country, the elections were entirely peaceful, which, given the fact that there was a revolution and a huge war here less than a year ago, is quite remarkable.
If Jibril's landslide is confirmed, what do you think explains his success?
Well, I think what explains his success is the fact that Libyans sort of, first of all, in a homogenous society, entirely Sunni Muslim, so there are none of the sectarian issues which you get in Iraq or Syria. But also, there's sort of there's a kind of pragmatism. The thing about Villa is that he understands commerce. He's good at business. And people realize that if this country is going to kind of function as a sort of unified state, it needs entrepreneurialism, it needs new business, it needs new investment. And they've decided that Villa is the man for that. And it's interesting in a way that this sort of pragmatism has sort of triumphed over sort of more ideological concerns. I mean, there are certainly some people here who are kind of conservative Muslims, but I would say they're very much in the minority, and they don't appear to have done especially well.
And just give us an idea of how it's going to pan out. Are we expecting results tonight?
No, I'm afraid there's no swingometer. There's no just no Kimberley. You know, this result into our living room. It's slow and it's kind of. Someone was saying to me when I was complaining that the press conference was starting an hour late, it's LMT, which is Libyan maybe time. So actually, to be fair to the Election Commission, it's a complex voting system. They've got a lot of results to tabulate. We're going to expect a few districts returning later on this evening, but the majority of results will come on Tuesday and on Wednesday, and we should know for sure by the end of the week. But I think no one is in any doubt that Jabril has won, and that Libya has gone a different way from Tunisia and Egypt.
Okay, Luke, thank you very much. Thanks.
Thank you.